This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Brian Shackman is off today. I am Corey Myers. Thanks for waking up with WTIC News Talk 1080. Wouldn't you love to wake up and check your Powerball ticket and see that you won $1.7 billion? That's a lot of money. The cash payout is $770.3 million. I'm sorry, $1 million is a lot of money. Let's be honest, but really, we've all fantasized, what would we do? You guys had a great conversation yesterday with Brian and Matt and Morgan. Like, what would you do? Would you come to work? You know, would you freak out? How could you keep that under wraps? That kind of thing. So the expert when it comes to money, Bob Licquar of UHY Financial, if we hypothetically, Bob, one, what do we do to protect ourselves and our money?
Well, first of all, I know where the first 3.6 is going based on that lightsaber.
Yes!
But your price probably gets jacked up a little bit after they found out that you win. You know, it's a long history, Corey, with people who have won where the money has really ruined them. I mean, you could read some articles that say 70% of people who win lottery will eventually file for bankruptcy. I don't know that that number is that high, so it's based on reading from various sources. But you do need to protect yourself. Your first inclination is to help out your family and those in need, maybe to buy that personal item. But reckless spending and bad financial advice and over-gifting have gotten people into that bad situation. So the first thing I'm going to do, I'm going to do some tax planning, and I'm going to talk to a certified professional who will help me guide me through a budgeting process and an investment process.
A budgeting process. So I just won $770.3 million. I took the cash payout, and I have to budget?
Well, I mean, you know, you want to help a lot of people out, but to what extent, right? And you want to make sure that you're timing things such as gifts correctly to take advantage of annual gift exclusions. And I think psychologically, there's some things at play here as well. Do you really want to give all of that money to the kids so that they don't have an incentive to work and continue on in school or whatever that case may be? So there's a lot of factors at hand. Yeah, it's like, I think you need a budget. You need an investment plan that gets you into various market segments, whether it be small cap, large cap, mid cap, real estate, bonds, whatever the case may be. And the only way to do that is with a financial professional.
Absolutely. I do agree with the planning thing. I like real estate. I think that would be a great investment because that's kind of the gift that keeps on giving throughout, right?
It's all part of the mix. Absolutely.
There you go. So, yeah, it is so much money, but you're right. If say that did come to me, I would buy off, you know, all of my family's homes and everybody would have new vehicles and I am the bleeding heart. One person would say, oh, my charity needs to do this. I'll be like, oh, here, here's $1 million. You enjoy that. You know what I mean? So I could see how you could get into a situation like that.
Yeah, usually what's ruined some people and even unfortunately led to some suicides is situations where people did that. And it was all with good intentions, Corey, all with good intentions. But all of a sudden they found themselves in debt because they overextended. If you put together a plan that says, I'd like this person to get this and this to get this, you also have to map out the rest of your life. I mean, if you're 35 years old and you hit the lottery, you obviously have a lot further way to go than someone who was maybe in their 60s. I think my real hope is that maybe 20 people split this thing because $1.7 billion, I don't even know what I would do with it. Well, I know what I would do. I would talk to some people as well, even though, you know, I'm a CPA and I'm a tax guy. A lot of people also think that they can, for example, you know, move to Florida from Connecticut and that'll avoid some tax. All of that's not going to work either. The question, lump sum versus annuity, I mean, you got to run the numbers. Where are you better off? A lot of people like to see the cash in hand. But, you know, you're not going to get full value, obviously, if you take the lump sum. It's going to be significantly less. So a lot of things going into it. And before you make the decision, you talk to a professional and they'll help you run the numbers, so to speak.
So I am one of those practical people. So I know a lot of people would be like, oh, I'm going to buy a Ferrari or I'm going to get, you know, an Aston Martin or, you know, the latest Bugatti, whatever they're going to do with it. And I get that. But there's a house. It's a castle, I think, in Woodstock that is for sale.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, yep. I would buy that. But then I was thinking as I'm driving to work today, I wonder what the taxes are every year on that. Like, you got to, well, that's, I mean, something you got to think about, right?
Billion. Yeah, you do. You do, obviously, the continuing costs, the carrying costs, the improvements that need to be done to the home, which were probably more likely than not with an older home. All of those things do absolutely come into play. You're looking at it exactly the correct way. I'm not saying that you can't have an indulgence and, you know, call the people from, what is it, my dream lottery home, and, you know, you go and buy the home you always wanted at the beach. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. But you don't want to get yourself into trouble. And the only way to do that is to map this thing out over time. You don't want to sink it into one investment. You want to be diversified. Diversification is the key. You brought up real estate. If that's combined with a lot of other different investments to keep you spread and spread your risk, you should be in good shape.
I love it. So I got to go get my tickets after the show. You get yours. Fingers
already
crossed.
Gone.
Oh, look at you. You're see, a planner planning ahead. Thank
you
so
go.
Much for joining me, Bob. Appreciate it.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.